The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Hello, you're very welcome to the Click and Go Travel Podcast with me, Kathleen, and our lovely CEO, Paul Hackett. Hello,
thank
Paul.
I'm here. Thank you very much. I love being called lovely.
Thank you very much.
You're
very welcome.
What seldom is wonderful, folks.
And we are joined in the studio today with a very special guest. We have Aaron Fletcher here, who is the Business Development Manager for Norwegian Cruise Line, one of the best cruise lines you can possibly holiday with. And we're going to talk all things cruise today. Aaron, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm nearly sure, was it me that sent you that intro? Because that couldn't have been any better when you said it was the best cruise line ever. So yeah, really happy with that. So
you're
yeah,
welcome.
With a smile on the face straight away, Kathleen. Thank you very much.
And
lovely to have you here, Aaron.
Lovely to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Not at all. So what we're looking to do is kind of get a flavour from you around Norwegian Cruise Lines and all things brilliant and great and unique and what makes it different. So Kathleen, I'll pass to you and we'll just banter back and forth
Okey-doke.
For the next little while talking about all things Norwegian.
Absolutely. So I suppose if we start from the very beginning and think of a customer who might not have cruised before, what makes Norwegian Cruise Line so special? What is it about you guys?
So I think the main thing that sets us apart is our freestyle cruising element. So with us, our ethos really is that it's your holiday and you do it on your time, not on ours. And we have three pillars really that set us apart from everyone else. And those three pillars are dining, entertainment and value for money. And what I mean by that is when it comes to dining, there is no set dining times. We have over 20 dining options on all of our ships. And they open between, say, 5 o'clock and 10 o'clock in the evening. And you go for dinner when you want to go, with who you want to go with, to any of the restaurants on board. And people love that because if you think about sitting up on the pool deck with a cocktail, looking back at the sunset from the destination you've just been to that day, and it's 20 past 6 in the evening and you've got a 6:30 dining appointment, you've got to go and leave that behind to get your dinner. With NCL, we say, nope, stay up there, enjoy your cocktail, enjoy your surroundings, make those memories and take those pictures, and whenever it suits you to go for dinner, you go and we'll get
I
you sorted.
Love that.
So that's freestyle as a concept.
Yep, that's our whole concept on the ship. Is
no fixed dining times,
no fixed venues,
no fixed anything.
Our ethos is you go for dinner when you want, you go to where you want, and you go with who you want, and we will be able to accommodate you in any of our restaurants.
That
I
sounds
love
like
that.
The perfect option for
it
dinner.
Actually, it does. Yeah. It sounds lovely. Where are we going tonight?
Especially who with.
And then after dinner, of course, you want to go and see some entertainment, and our entertainment is second to none. So of an evening, you'll walk through any of our ships, and you really feel them coming to life. So in the theatre, we do Broadway shows. So some of our ships have, and we saw Choir of Man last week. One of the Tony Award winners from
wow.
New York Broadway
wow.
show. Really, really good.
Amazing.
Norwegian Viva, one of our ships, has Beetlejuice on board at the moment.
Stop.
Prima has the Donna Summer musical on board.
I saw that.
We have Million Dollar Quartet on board some of our ships, which is the story of Sun Records, of course, Elvis and
yes.
and Carl Perkins and Johnny Cash and the like. So all that story. So we bring those shows on board. That's not our staff doing it. This is the full Broadway production.
That's
you're getting
incredible.
So something you'd pay $300 for to see in New York, you're seeing on our ship as part of the price you pay. We also recognise that not everybody wants to go and sit through a Broadway show. So we
yes.
have smaller, more bar-type venues. And there you'll get live music, tribute acts, stand-up comedy, magicians, something different every night. And then we have a bar called The Headliners. And Headliners is very famous for the dueling pianos. So again, this is another concept from America called Howl at the Moon. So they come on board, they bring two grand pianos. You put a request on top of the piano and they play your request. And as the night goes on and people become a bit more loose and think songs like Sweet Caroline and Don't Stop Believing come onto the playlist, then the whole bar's up on two wheels. And
brilliant.
Oh, that
that's the type
scary.
Of
brilliant.
Place it is. So yeah, we offer something for everybody. In fact, if you just want to sit in the atrium and have a quiet glass of wine,
yeah.
there's like a duet or somebody playing the piano or a bit more low-key entertainment. So something to suit everybody's tastes.
That's fabulous. I'm a Broadway girl, so like you have me sold at the shows being in. But as you say, it's lovely to have the mix. And to be able to accommodate that choice of entertainment, you guys must have an amazing fleet of ships.
Yeah, well, we do. We started off, the company was formed in 1966, because it's important to know where the name comes from, right?
Yeah, yeah
we
tell
don't,
us.
We don't just sail in Norway.
I bet
consumer
some people
show
think
all
again.
The time.
Yeah.
Oh, I really want to go to Norway. What do you have? So listen, this guy called Nutt Cloister I think that's how it's pronounced. I doubt his family's going to listen to this podcast, but if they do, I apologize if I've pronounced that wrong. But he was a Norwegian fella, and in 1966, he had one ship that he operated, like most cruise companies start, as a ferry company. And then as the ferries grew and the journeys became longer, he realized that we could make a holiday out of this and turn the ferries into ships and put people on them for longer and go and see more destinations. But at that time in the 60s, only you'll remember the 60s, Paul.
Oh. Yes, I'm a spring chicken.
Oh my God. Did anybody just feel that punch? The way I did?
Everybody would have seen the wink at the caffeine as well.
And there was, I think, in 1966, this cruise line is 1 year younger than me. And I was quietly just observing that age point. And then I get a kick.
A friendly kick, though. Okay. A friendly one.
Okay.
So,
continue on,
So in the 60s, there wasn't many cruises around Europe. All the cruise companies were in the Caribbean. So he decided to relocate over to the States, become a cruise line, but didn't want to lose the name or the heritage or the history of where the company came from. And that's why we're called Norwegian Cruise Line.
Okay.
So despite the name, we're very much an American company, and we sail to over 120 countries worldwide. We call it 400 plus different ports. We have 20 ships now in our fleet, and all of the ships are no longer like they were in the 60s. Mm. They're all very modern with all the bells and whistles and everything that you need on board. So yeah, we can pretty much take your customers and your passengers to all four corners of the world very easily at this stage.
Fab. Do you know what I love about your ships? Now, I haven't cruised with Norwegian, unfortunately. Not yet. They're on my list. But I love
that
your
ships. Is that a wink, wink, nudge, nudge,
yeah, it is.
Very if anybody missed that, like they missed my stomach pun.
Thanks for calling me young. sorry. I know. Do you know what it is that I love about Norwegian Cruise Line ships? They're so distinct with their beautiful artwork on the exterior of the ship.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a reason behind that before we go into what's on board?
Like, you've just told us the reason. It's eye-catching for everyone.
Okay.
And they know that once they see that artwork on the hull, that
it's
that's a Norwegian ship.
Yeah. Oh my God,
and
they're beautiful.
I mean,
beautiful.
We've worked with all different artists from all over the world. So I was on Norwegian Escape last week, which is currently sailing around the Med. And the artwork on the hull for there is by an artist in America called Guy Harvey.
Mm.
And we've actually worked with him on a few projects.
Yes.
Now, I don't know loads about that.
Yeah.
But the reason we do that is because it's striking. It's eye-catching. And whenever you see the ship sitting in port, it just makes for beautiful photos. And when people come off other ships, they see, oh, that's Norwegian over there.
Mm.
Yeah. So they know straight away without having to go and look for the name.
Oh, wow. Fab. That's cool. I was wondering.
Well, it's great to have the story, because I didn't know where Norwegian as a name came from.
Yeah.
I was on Prima when that gentleman, the founders, was it his daughter?
Yeah, his daughter was
presented
there.
With something from Prima.
Yeah.
And it was lovely to see the heritage of the brand.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's it. And that's a lot of, like, people go on the ship to go on holiday. Most people don't really care where the history of the name comes from, but people do ask all the time. So if you're an American company, why are you called Norwegian Cruise Line? And if you don't really sail in Norway all of the time, why? Mm. So that's the history of it.
Now
very
we know.
Good.
Now we know, listeners. Now
very
we
good.
Know.
Yeah, there you
very
go.
Good.
So we'll move on board, will we?
Well, yeah. And in terms of going on board, the customer, like who is the customer for Norwegian? Who is like, we know how you're different with the freestyle dining, freestyle concept, the great entertainment, the Broadway shows, and the value for money aspect. But who is your customer?
So our customer, essentially, Paul, is anybody that wants to cruise.
Mm-hmm.
We're a multi-generational cruise ship. So we get a lot of families that come on board where the nanny and granda bring their kids and they bring their kids. And all of a sudden you've got, 14, 15 people all from the one family across all the different age demographics. We have something on board to suit everybody. You know, around the pool during the day would be the hub of the ship, be quite busy. There's usually a live band or a DJ playing, lots of people. We also have an adult-only area at the very back of the ship called Space H2O, where you can go and just sit and chill with a bit of background music, no kids. There's a bar there, a smoking area, a big screen if there's any sport on. And if you just want to sit in the peace and quiet and read a book with nobody around you, you can go to the front of the ship. We've got a sun deck there with just tables, chairs and sun loungers. And if you want a bit of peace and quiet, you can go and chill out there. We've got kids clubs ranging from the ages of 3 right up until 18. Teenagers have their own entourage lounge, we call it. And it's strictly 13 to 18-year-olds. In there, you've got all the latest games, consoles, pool tables, air hockey. They've even got their own bar in there where the staff will go up and serve them mocktails and their soda. They make use of their soda package when they're in there as well. We've got guppies. So if you've got infants on board under the age of three, we've got a large soft play area where parents can take the kids in. Loads of toys, loads of little pieces of equipment for toddlers that are learning how to walk. They can get up and grab onto these things. Parents are with them. So there's places you can take kids as young as three and places where you can just go and sit in the peace and quiet and listen to nothing but read your book. So we really do attract, and you've already heard me talking about the Broadway shows, and that really attracts everybody.
Yeah.
So we have something for everybody on board. Whatever your taste is, whatever your cup of tea is, so to speak, we'll be able to serve it to you.
Yeah, and I can attest to that because, like, I've been on holidays, apart from ship launches and visits and that sort of stuff, I've been on holidays with Norwegian three times. And I think all times with my parents, but it wasn't the parents taking the children. It was the children taking the parents.
Yeah.
So it's kind of reversed, but great fun in terms of the multi-generational. And, you know, for us, my parents are in their 80s. They're great. They're mobile. They're into everything and they'll do most things. But it was just the perfect holiday concept for them. Cruise really works. And then the initial reason was my nieces and my grandniece was going to come. And we just thought they're all too fussy in terms of sitting down at any particular given time.
Yeah.
So our choice was with that freestyle concept in mind of not being tied to time. And that is, I think, important when it comes to multi-generational. Because whatever about couples the same age maybe agreeing, okay, let's have dinner at this time. When you have grandparents and grandchildren and middles, it really is a challenge.
Yeah.
And that then becomes no challenge when you're on Norwegian.
And I'm listening to it from the other perspective in that I have two toddlers and it's hard for me to go to a schedule that's not theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So on a holiday where, you know, your dining could be booked for whatever time and they decided they want to get up at 5 a.m. that day. So we have to have dinner earlier. That's a really cool idea that you can eat when you need to and to kind of match your family's schedule. I love that.
Yeah, and we get that. Like, you know, you'll get groups of young adults. Like, we've got water slides on board. We've got high ropes courses on board, all that type of stuff. And we've got like young adults that will maybe stay in the hot tubs. They're open late, so they're open to like 9-10 in the evening.
Yeah.
So like they can sit in there and continue on and have a wee drink and then continue the crack they're having without having to go
to
for dinner. Like,
you know,
the restaurant closes at a certain time, of course, but they can go any time up until then. And it really lends itself to people who have an open mind and a free attitude to want to enjoy their holiday and immerse themselves in the ship that they're on and in the destinations that we're taking them to.
Brilliant. And another thing that you said there as well about the kids clubs, I don't have any teenagers, I'm too young for that. But it's funny because you reference up to 18, was it?
Yeah.
Like to think, because there's definitely mammies and daddies out there who hear I'm bored and they want to bring their kids on holidays. And, you know, I work in social media for Click and Go Holidays, so I see conversations that parents and mams are having online, particularly mams, around finding the type of holiday they can go on where everybody is happy.
Yeah.
And because it's less stressful for them and they can switch off a little bit. Well, so, you know, with the teenagers being entertained as well as the young kids, like, I think that's really important that 100%. They have that freedom and that space to be safe, so the mam has peace of mind, but they can enjoy it as the teens that they are.
Well, I think you've had a really good point there, because if you take a land-based holiday, for instance, where you're staying in a resort, I mean, you'll get up and lie by the pool during the day, and at night time you'll maybe go out into the resort or whatever, but you've always got to keep your kids close to you, because you wouldn't let teenagers, for instance, walk out into Las Americas in Tenerife, you know. But on a cruise ship, you've got everything you have in a normal land-based resort, but it's contained in the ship where you know your kids are safe. There's staff in all of the kids' clubs, there's staff in the entourage lounge. They can't go anywhere. They can't get off the ship. They're always going to be safe. And that does, like you said, you hit the nail right on the head. It gives parents peace of mind. Their teenage kids go to the entourage lounge. They love it up there, trust me.
Yeah.
If you've got teenage kids out there, once you hit our ship and send them into the entourage lounge, you won't see them until the end of the cruise.
Yeah.
And I think the cruise lines in general, and not just like Norwegian, are particularly good at this point, but cruise lines across the board break down the age profile.
Yeah.
The land-based hotels are a little bit lazy when it comes to kids' clubs, in my mind. Okay, there's some really exceptional product that is out there, but you're paying exceptional money for it.
Yeah.
Whereas on a cruise line, like, it's like 3 to 7, 7 to 10, or 7 to 12, 12 to 15, and then 15 plus. And it's separate kids' clubs, separate programs, so that the kids can identify, okay, I'm not stuck with my little 2-year-old or 3-year-old brother.
Yeah.
And they have an absolute ball.
And that's what you do get on a land-based holiday. Like, once the evening comes, the entertainment is sit with mum and dad and watch whatever's on the stage.
Yeah.
And you would never let them go out into the resort by themselves. Whereas on a ship, parents can go for a nice meal together and enjoy that. That's their holiday too.
Mm.
So they can go for a nice meal together, go and see the dueling pianos, have a couple of drinks extra if they want to because it's their holiday, safe in the knowledge that their teenagers up in the entourage lounge with other teenagers and our staff enjoying their holiday.
Yeah, that's
brilliant. Yeah. It is, like, I think... You know, understanding Norwegian is critical, but learning that from a consumer perspective about cruise holidays just gets everybody in because, like, all of us around this table are so passionate about cruise and we know that the brands are really good at what they do. Mm. So that piece, I think, is that nails it in terms of the family, the multi-generational and the customer. And the other piece I think it leads nicely to is maybe in terms of the fleet, because if you're sailing almost 60 years, there's different ages and different kind of generations within the class of ships that sail with you. But I've been lucky because I've done Sun, which is an older ship.
Yeah.
Smaller ship.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. I've done Epic, which is kind of middle of the range in terms of the age piece. And I've done Prima as holidays. And we were just saying it in the previous podcast. It is so important, you know, to get the feel for the ships because it's not all about the new fancy. Like, the new fancy is fabulous. And what you guys have done with Prima and Viva class is just special.
Yeah.
But the smaller ships and the older ships are just as enjoyable. Like, what we had as a holiday was absolutely perfect.
Yeah. Well, I think the reason for that is because we're really confident in our product.
Mm.
And we don't dilute our product because you're on an older, smaller ship.
Mm.
What you get on the older, smaller ships is exactly what you get on the likes of Prima, which is our newest ship.
Yeah.
It's just on a smaller scale. So you'll get the same restaurants, the same sort of entertainment, the same kind of bars and venues around the ship. They're just on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
And the one thing that's really critical for your listeners to understand is despite the fact that Norwegian Sun and Norwegian Dawn and Norwegian Star, which are the first three ships we had in the fleet, are like 20 odd years old. They're 20 odd years old on the outside, but they got a full refurb during lockdown. So they're only like 3 years old on the inside.
Yeah.
And this became really clear a couple of weeks ago. We had some of our travel partners from Ireland down to Cove.
Yes.
And we took them on board the ship. And they seen that firsthand. They were like, we used to write off the older, smaller ships. But now that we've seen what you offer, it's actually the same as what we get in the big new ones. It's just a wee bit smaller.
Yeah.
And the thing to remember too is people go on cruises for two different reasons. They either go to see the itinerary. So there's ports of call on that itinerary that they really want to see. In which case, the ship maybe isn't just as important to them. The ship is their mode of transport to those places. Other people make the ship their destinations.
Yeah.
They're the ones that look for all of the activities, all of the facilities on board, how many restaurants, how many water slides, does it have a climbing wall? Some of our ships have go-karts on board and that's the attraction.
Mm. Yeah.
In which case then it doesn't matter where that ship's going because that's what the customer wants. So it's really important as a listener to establish yourself, whether you're an itinerary-based cruiser or you want to go for the ship. And then you guys will be able to point them in the right direction.
That is a perfect summary.
Yeah,
like that is absolutely nailed it in terms of the reasons people cruise.
Yeah, and the smaller ships are more itinerary-based ships, as you know.
Yeah,
you know, you'll go to a different port every day. You'll get into some of the smaller ports like Portofino and Porto Mayo, that the big ships, the water's just not deep enough to take them.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's important to take into consideration as well.
And then, Aaron, destination-wise... Like, give us a flavour. Like,
yeah, so we our big mainstay for Ireland, of course, our bread and butter is the Med. So, you know, we've got two main ships in the Med in summer 25. We've got Norwegian Breakaway, which was built in 2013, refurbished in 2022. So really brand new ship with all the bells and whistles coming across to home port next year in Barcelona. And she's going to be offering 9, 10, 11 night itineraries around the Western Med.
Lovely.
So places like Naples, Rome, Livorno, where you can go and see Florence, Pisa, take a nice tour out to the Tuscany vineyards and things like that. And we go to Palma on that itinerary, Ibiza, Cannes, those types of places.
Mm.
Then we have Norwegian Epic, which Paul has been on and has mentioned already. Again, is going actually in for a full refurb in April 2025. So by the time you get on in summer 25, you'll be on a fresh new ship and it will do 10 nights Eastern Med out of the port of Rome. And we will see Santorini, Mykonos, Corfu, Athens, etc. So all those real popular, sought-after destinations, we will be able to take you to on two of our main ships from the fleet next summer.
Fab, and longer itineraries as well.
Yeah, 10 nights Very out of nice. Rome, 9, 10, 11 nights out of Barcelona, yeah.
So
and we
really
were just
good.
Saying, like, that yeah. that option for 9 and 10 nights is just lovely.
Yeah.
Because seven can feel a bit short. By the time you get on and get off. And
yeah. Yeah. Well, once you get used to the ship, after 2 or 3 days, then you're sort of already looking at when we need to start packing our suitcases to go home. So we try to offer something that no one else is really offering. So we've got two real flagship ships from our fleet in two of the main ports of Europe, and we're taking you to all of the main destinations that people want to see, and we're giving you longer to explore them. So very few, if any, sea days on those itineraries. You're in a port every day and you're off early in the morning. You're not due back till later on in the afternoon, so you get to really fully immerse yourself in those destinations. It seems to be going well.
And where else? So that's Med covered?
Med covered. So we also have Alaska, which is a big pool. Bucket list destination. We have two purpose-built ships.
Yes.
You may have already been
on
Encore.
Encore and Bliss.
So we've got Norwegian Bliss and Norwegian Encore. If you're looking at those ships, they are exactly the same to a point. So there's no difference between the two ships, but the big attraction on those ships is deck 15 at the very front of the ship. We have the observation lounge.
Yeah.
And the observation lounge is floor-to-ceiling windows, the height of two of our decks, right round three sides at the front of the ship. Beautiful place to sit up and chill out with a drink or a coffee or a snack or a book or whatever, and not miss any of the scenery in Alaska. So that has been purpose-built on the ship for Alaska. We sail out of Seattle, which is amazing because there's easy connections from Dublin to Seattle
direct,
now.
Direct with Aer Lingus.
There's a direct with Aer Lingus. There's indirect with our other American partners. So you can do a pre-stay in places like New York, Chicago, or wherever it may be, or just fly direct to Seattle and spend a couple of nights there. So easy access. And we do 7-night rotations that take in all the main attractions, Juno, Sitka, Glacier Bay, Icy Strait Point. And don't forget, you know, we offer a free at sea package as well, which was where the value for money really punches through. So not only are you getting the Broadway shows that you would normally have to pay for in New York for $300. You're getting that included. You're getting all your main dining included. The free at sea package includes your speciality dining as well. So restaurants like the Teppanyaki, which is Asian cuisine, but it's a live show cooking experience. We've got a beautiful French restaurant called Le Bistro.
I've done
We've
it.
Got a signature steakhouse called Cagney's. And all of those restaurants carry cover charges because they enhance your dining experience. But with the Free at Sea package, we'll cover that charge for you.
Yeah. Very good.
And the biggest thing about the Free at Sea is the drinks are included.
Amazing.
And it's premium drinks. So you go to the bar, any drink on the menu up to $15 is included. To give you an example, our most expensive cocktail is $13. So all your cocktails are included. All your beers, wine, spirits, soft drinks, they're all included. So you actually end up not having really much of a bill to pay when you get off the ship as well.
That's a great thing about cruising, I think.
Yeah.
I think add in as much as you can before you travel.
Absolutely.
It totally enhances your experience on board. You're not watching a bill.
No.
You can just relax and enjoy your food, your drinks, and just know that it's covered.
Exactly.
And, you know.
But with Norwegian and Free at Sea, the cost of Free at Sea is incredibly good value.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe 200 euros sometimes.
Yeah, on a 10-night sailing at the minute, it's 249 euros for the full
amazing.
Cruise.
That's
25
it's not even 25
a
euro a day.
Oh, my God.
And
that's
that
amazing.
Is, that
spend
is,
more in a taxi to get here to the airport.
That is all your drinks, speciality access to
dining.
Some speciality dining, and Wi-Fi included.
Oh, my God.
So there's two words you really need to get into your head, I think, with Norwegian in terms of positioning. And that's the freestyle piece because, you know, it's not only freestyle for entertainment and dining, it's freestyle in terms of how you dress and just the relaxed kind of casual piece. And then the Free at Sea, I think, is without question, in terms of a value proposition, the best value proposition that's out there for what you get for how little you pay.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is good. But let's go back to destinations. So we've done Alaska with the wonderful Encore and Bliss.
Yep.
We've the Med covered.
Bliss then in the winter months moves down to LA.
Oh,
and actually
wow.
does a lovely 7-night Mexican Riviera.
Oh, nice.
So taking in places like Cabo San Lucas, Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan, all those places. And it goes out of San Pedro Port, just down from LA. So again, people tie that up with maybe a pre-stay in Las Vegas or a pre-stay in some of the more popular attractions in the States. And then they go across to LA to pick up the cruise. And then over the winter, 2024 to 25. And in fact, I think we've just announced as well that we're going to repeat this from October 25 right through to April 26. We're going to have a ship home ported in New Orleans. So a massive, massive win for us because New Orleans is such a popular destination to go to as a standalone place. But three or four nights in New Orleans and you've seen it.
Yes.
And people want a longer holiday when they go that way. So we've put a ship right there so you can do your three or four nights in New Orleans and then come with us for a 7-night rotation around the Caribbean before
home. For something different. That's really cool.
We're really excited about that. And then, of course, your main ports in the States. Likes of New York, we will offer Bermuda sailings. We will offer then Canada and New England in the fall. And then in the winter, we still keep ships in New York in the winter. So you can go out and do your Black Friday shopping or your January sales and then hop on the ship in New York. And the next day you wake up in the Bahamas and you're in the heat. So that's a big attraction for people over the winter months. And then, of course, Miami. So Miami is our main port for the Caribbean and the Bahamas. And we have a private island in the Bahamas as well called Great Stirrup Cay. And that's the day where you offload the ship. All the staff come with you. They set up the bars and restaurants on the island. And everything you get on the ship is included on the island as well. So it's a really nice day to just lie on a paradise beach in the middle of the Bahamas, which is just beautiful.
Well, with the rain outside today, that sounds like we could be there right now.
And then, of course, in 2025, we get a brand new ship to our fleet, ship number 20, and she's going to be called Norwegian Aqua. So Norwegian Aqua is going to have a couple of different features. We're going to have an infinity beach club on deck 8, which brings you much closer to the water. We're going to have infinity pools around the deck there, plenty of lounging areas, plenty of places to sit and chill and read a book. All of our specialty restaurants are going to be located on that deck, so you can dine inside the restaurant or you can dine outside on the deck.
Lovely concept.
That's nice, yeah.
So that's a nice idea. So we're looking forward to seeing how that looks. And then, of course, Norwegian Aqua is going to be home porting in Port Canaveral, which is very close to Orlando.
Yeah. Mm.
So again, really attractive for families to do their pre-stay in Orlando. Come and join us for a 7-night cruise out of Port Canaveral. And the big attraction on the Aqua is our brand new Aqua Coaster. So this is like a water-based roller coaster.
Oh, how fun.
So
The
concept is two or three people sit in the ring and then you go round a roller coaster.
Oh my God,
slash water slide.
I love it.
So yeah, you get wet on it. It is a water slide concept, but you go up and down and round like you do on a roller coaster. So look, the ship's not built yet, so I don't know exactly what it looks like. It's brand new to us. So look, we're excited about that. I'm excited to offer that to our families. And I'm sure, Paul, whenever we go on board, we'll have a go on it as well.
100%.
One for the big kids as well, I think, that one. So yeah, we're excited about all the new ideas and the new concepts that we're bringing to the market.
Then Northern Europe, like the fjords, and we won't say Norway, we'll just call it the fjords, and Iceland.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. We have Norwegian Prima, which you were on. So Norwegian Prima is one of our newest ships. It was launched in 2022, a new class of ship. Prima, Viva, and now Aqua. So the first three ships in that class. And Prima is home porting in Southampton and Reykjavik. And it does sailings up around the Norwegian fjords and then across to the Iceland fjords and then finishes in Reykjavik. And then the next crowd get on in Reykjavik and do the same itinerary back the way to Southampton. And it does that all summer long.
Lovely.
It is just lovely to see the fjords in Norway and then do Iceland.
Yeah.
Because to me, Iceland is just like Alaska. It is an absolute must-do.
Yeah.
And it is amazing to do it on a ship because you're going to save a fortune.
Yep.
Things are going to be more accessible to do from the ship.
Yeah.
So just brilliant. So like the world, pretty much.
Yeah. And then, of course, we are venturing back to the Far East in 2025. So we have Norwegian Spirit is going to be over in the Far East from January right through to October. And then in October, she's going to move down to do Australia and New Zealand. And of course, the Far East was one of the last places, of course, to open after COVID, especially for cruise ships. So this is our first time back in that market. And we're really excited because we're able to take people to places like Vietnam, Hong Kong. We're able to take them down into Seoul in South Korea. And we do a couple of itineraries which just specialize in Japan. So you're going from Seoul up to Tokyo.
Wow.
And it's a 10-night cruise that stops in a different port in Japan every day. And it's places like Mount Fuji, Okinawa, Yokohama. Wow. Really sought after places. And the beauty of it is, I mean, the Far East, you'll probably see from your land-based holidays, is becoming really popular again.
Yes.
And Japan has stuck its head above the parapet. Everyone wants to go to Japan. So the nice thing about cruising in Japan is you get to get off every day, go and immerse yourself in the culture and the experience and the food and the people and the sights and everything. And then you get back on the cruise ship to your home comforts and waking up somewhere new the next day and do it all over again.
It's the best thing about
so it's
cruising.
A really, really nice way to do it. And, you know, we're really proud that we're going back there in 2025 and we're looking forward to hosting all of our customers on board.
That's great. And no, it's great to hear Asia reopening in terms of the cruise options, because it is so brilliant from an itinerary point of view and so exciting because you can cover so much.
Yeah. Plus, it's people that have done the Med and done the Caribbean. Yeah. They're looking for something different. That's something different. Yeah. It really is. So we're always looking for different itineraries and different ideas. And, you know, we're like I said earlier, we're really confident in our product. We can stand over everything that I'm saying to you here.
And we can too.
Yeah. And from being on board last week myself, like when you go on board, you know what they expect. So when my expectations are exceeded, you know you're doing something right. And that certainly was the case last week. So our product is in a really good position at the minute, and people on board are enjoying themselves, they're having a good time, and they're making memories and sharing experiences with each other, and we're really proud to be able to accommodate them to do that.
That's brilliant. And listen, a favourite ship, a favourite itinerary?
I get asked this all the time. It's like asking who your favourite child is.
Yes, go on. You can have more than one.
Let me see.
You can have more than one.
I don't think I would say I have a favourite ship. The breakaway class ships are my favourite class of ship. I would go as far as to say that. But like some of them have Sid Norman's Poorhouse, which has the Rumours show.
Yes.
Others have the Cavern Club, which has the Beatles show.
Yes.
But no ship has them both.
Yes.
So I kind of like a mixture. I like the Spice H2O area. I don't have kids. So me and my wife go on a cruise. We love to go to there in the afternoon, get a wee cocktail and chill out because it's adult only. So I love that area. The very back at the very top of the ship, the views are outstanding. You've seen it yourself.
Yes.
So I like the ships that have that. But then we did a cruise on Norwegian Spirit, which is one of the smaller ships, and we loved it too.
We loved Sun.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it really kind of prodded something in me to go, gosh, this is an older ship. And we were doing it because of the itinerary, exactly what you were saying. You either pick ship or itinerary. It was the itinerary. And my expectations were exceeded. I wasn't expecting it to be as enjoyable as it was.
And that's it. And that's exactly what I'm saying. We found Norwegian Spirit to be every bit as good as the breakaway class ships. It was just on a smaller scale. And I think what was nice about it is you came across the same staff a lot. And you built up a bit of rapport.
Yeah.
And it made you feel like, you know, the service was better because you were seeing the same people all the time. On the bigger ships, they get moved around a lot, so you don't always see the same staff, although they're still really good. So yeah, those would be my favourite ships. In terms of itinerary, we did a Rome to Lisbon sailing last year for 10 nights. Every day was a port of call, and we seen Pompeii. We then went to Civitavecchia. Civitavecchia, for anyone that doesn't know, is where the ships leave from to service Rome.
Yes.
So Rome's about an hour away from Civitavecchia, a wee bit more. We took the decision to stay in Civitavecchia. My goodness, were we glad. We were really glad. What a beautiful, beautiful port city. And anybody that's going over there that hasn't seen Rome, that wants to see Rome, by all means do it.
Yes.
And then go down to the ship. If you've been to Rome before, go and do your pre-cruise in Civitavecchia. The hotels are much cheaper. It's all local restaurants, family-run. Like, our bill was next to nothing for the beautiful food that we had.
I haven't met anybody who's actually taken time.
Yeah, it's got a beachfront there with lovely cocktail bars. When the sun sets, they play lovely music, and it's just a lovely ambiance.
Yeah.
And then you can dander over to the port on the morning of your cruise and board your ship.
Another thing as well for that port,
that's a great idea.
While we're touching on it, because I did Civitavecchia on a cruise in May, and I'd only been in Rome in April.
Yeah.
So there's a little town, 10-15 minute drive away called Tarquinia.
Oh, really?
And it's a hilltop, old Italian town, four walls. Oh my God, it was amazing. So next time you're cruising now from Civitavecchia too.
Yeah.
Honestly, because I feel like nobody had heard about it.
Yeah.
And I hadn't either. And I did loads of research before I went because I wanted to do something different to Rome because I'd just been. And that was such a surprise. And it was 10-15 minutes from Civitavecchia. Yeah. So.
And it is a beautiful old port. Like, it's a lovely wall town.
It's gorgeous,
It's got a big fort in it and everything. Yeah. It's really
I think because
cool.
It's an hour from Rome, people kind of go, oh, just get me to Rome or just get me to the ship.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we're really missing out on something.
Well,
we've
done Rome a few times, so we just took the decision this time that since the ship was leaving from Civitavecchia, we would just stay there.
Yeah.
We were really glad that we did. Really glad that we did. As I say, really nice town, really lovely people, really authentic Italian food,
lovely
wine, and not expensive.
Very nice.
Wow.
And then that itinerary takes in Livorno as well. And our ship's overnight in Livorno. because you can go to Florence one way or you can go to Pisa the other. And when you're only in there for one day, it's kind of hard to do both. You feel rushed. So we do an overnight so you can get off the ship both days, see both, or go out into the Tuscany Hills and go to some of the vineyards and do a tour there. So, you know, that would be my favourite itinerary is, you know, Italy, the food, the culture, the people, everything that you're getting there, just class and being able to go somewhere different each day is brilliant. And then Palma, of course, very, very popular. Mm-hmm. People get off there, spend a day at the beach, spend a day walking around the city. Or if you've been to Palma before, it's a nice day to create a what I would call a sea day. And because everyone's off the ship, so the ship's nice and quiet.
Yes.
So you can dander around and just take your time and get chatting to the bar staff because they're not too busy and things like that. So, yeah, it is what you make it. But that itinerary we did from Rome across to Lisbon was fantastic. You get to go through the Straits of Gibraltar too. Like anyone that hasn't done that before, it's where
it is
the northern part of Africa almost reaches the southern tip of Europe. And you sail through this narrow channel and you've got Africa on one side and the Rock of Gibraltar on the other. And
that's
it's just
cool.
Fantastic.
Very good.
And Aaron, chat to us about, on some of the ships, you have your ship within the ship.
We have a product called The Haven.
Yes.
And for anyone who doesn't know what The Haven is, it's what we call our ultra-luxury ship within a ship. So it's for people who like to really like immerse themselves in pure luxury. And what I mean by that is your experience starts from the minute you arrive at the port. You're taken through a different entrance. You're met by a concierge. Your check-in is so smooth and easy. You're taken then to a Haven lounge where your concierge sits down with you and chats to you about what you want to do during your cruise. They'll be able to book all your shows for you. They'll be able to book all your excursions. They'll be able to book your restaurants, wherever you want to go, whatever time, they'll sort it for you. You then go up in the golden elevator. That's what we call it now. And this elevator is for Haven guests only. And the Haven area of the ship is a key card access area that only people who are staying in the Haven can stay in. But up there, you've got your concierge, as I've already mentioned. You've then got a butler at your disposal 24/7. And if you're sitting down at the pool one day and you fancy a wee glass of fizz, you can ring your butler from any phone on the ship. You've got a Haven key card, so the staff will let you use the phone. You phone your butler. Ours was called Manuel. That's how good he was. I very rarely remember people's name, but ours was called Manuel. So I called Manuel and I said, listen, Jenny and I fancy a wee glass of bubbles before dinner. Would you be able to get something sorted for the cabin while we're getting ready? No problem, Mr. Aaron. So we went up to the cabin and then about half an hour later, and there was the silver bucket with the towel over it, the bubbles in the bucket, two glasses and a bowl of chocolate-covered strawberries.
I'm sold. That sounds heavy.
That is the Haven. That is the Haven.
Now, I wouldn't be like that, but I was like, I need to see if this works. I need to see if this is legit.
This was research, Aaron.
So yeah, it was research for work purposes only. And then, of course, the cabins are like twice the size of all the other cabins. Two-bedroom family villa we had. So you had a smaller room that you could put the kids in. We used that as a walk-in closet. So there was wardrobe space in there, another TV, another bathroom. So I used that as the place where I got ready. And Jenny, of course, had the master bedroom with the big wardrobes. 70-inch screen, the sunken bath in the bathroom with a floor-to-ceiling window. She was just in her element. You've got your own pool in there. You've got your own bar, restaurant, sauna, steam room, jacuzzis. If you wanted to stay in there and really treat yourself, you can. But we've just talked about all the facilities and all the entertainment we have on the ship. So you can go out and enjoy that too.
I think that's the joy. You know, you can buy the exclusivity and the ship within the ship and all the added extras, but you still have access to everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great concept.
It's really good. And like I said, for people who like to stay in, you know, people who go to Dubai and like to upgrade to business class or like to stay in the higher end hotels and take the room upgrades and take the package upgrades.
Yeah.
That's who the Haven is
for. I think that's
for.
A really good analogy. Like the kind of the Haven for Norwegian and the other ship within a ship on the other cruise lines, it's very much the business class option.
Mm. Absolutely.
But what I love about it, it's for the week or the 9 days or the 10 days, mm-hmm. not just the 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's days of luxury.
And it really is. Like, I'm not overselling it. That's what it's like. Brilliant. Really, really good.
I think we're all going to remember Manuel after that story.
And the Haven. Any other advice or tips? Anything you think the listeners might be...
We have our solo travellers as well.
Oh, of course.
Can we talk about that?
Of course.
Yes.
That's a really good point because Norwegian are kind of quite unique around that and have carved out that market.
Yeah, well, think like traditionally, if you wanted to cruise alone, you were nearly paying double.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've seen an opportunity in the market where we could actually offer an opportunity for people who sail alone to come on and not have to pay double.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our solo studio cabins. and the solo studio cabins, much like the Haven actually, is in an exclusive area of the ship where you can only gain access by key card. So only people who are in those corridors are people who are staying in those cabins. And what they also have is a studio lounge. The studio lounge is fantastic. It's right in the middle of where all those cabins are, and it's a social area where you can go in and have a cup of tea, coffee, a drink, read a paper, watch TV, whatever, safe in the knowledge that every person in that lounge around you is also travelling by themselves. So, like, I was in the lounge last week, and somebody had written on the board they had a reservation in one of the speciality restaurants for a table of four, and then three people put their names up and they all went for dinner together.
I love that.
Yeah.
So you can be as sociable as you want, or you can just keep yourself to yourself.
That's really nice.
And the beauty of it is you don't have to pay double.
Yeah.
We don't
yeah.
charge any single supplement, so you're able to cruise yourself
yeah.
and enjoy all of the experiences on the ship without having to feel like you're sort of being ripped off in a way. So no, it's a really good concept and a really good opportunity for people who are comfortable traveling by themselves to go and experience these destinations, and we're able to take you there and put you into one of those cabins alongside everybody else that's also traveling by themselves. Really popular. It's now on 10 of our 20 ships, but what we did is we enhanced the product, and now what you can do is you can book a standard inside, a standard ocean view, or a standard balcony cabin across all of the fleet, and you only pay the upgrade for the cabin. So you can go as a solo traveller on any of our ships now, despite the fact that only 10 have the solo lounge.
But coming back to the studios and the solo lounge, last year there was four friends of my parents. My mum and dad were chatting to pals of theirs, and four of these ladies who don't want to share a room, don't want to share a hotel room when they're on a holiday on land, wanted to go on the cruise, but we're kind of going, oh, I'm not sure I want to pay double because I know it's going to be nearly double if I'm on my own. And they each got a studio on Prima and they loved it. And like it was the studio price. So it wasn't double. It wasn't the two sharing, but it was really, really competitive.
Yeah.
And it just gave them, as four pals, exactly what they wanted. Their own bathroom, their own bedroom, their own privacy, closed the door. And at a really, really compelling competitive price.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the, I mean, you think, well, who would go on their own? There's quite a lot of people want to go on their own.
Yeah.
And like you said, there are groups of friends.
Groups of friends.
Don't want to share, want their own space. Ideal. Ideal for them. And they still get the overall cruise experience with the entertainment and the restaurants and the dining and getting on and off at all the ports. But when they get on board, they've got their own room in their own area, which is exclusive to them. And I mean, it's really appealing to everybody.
Oh, like it worked a treat. And like, obviously then they could meet up with us or not meet up with us whenever it was a case of let's join up for dinner, let's meet up for dinner, let's go to a show together or not.
Yeah, and you've also got families. So you'll get mum and dad to take their two kids. They'll stay maybe in a family balcony cabin. But if they want to take Nanny or Granda with them and they're by themselves.
Yeah.
They go into the solo studio cabins and they meet other like-minded people and they love it.
Yeah.
So it really attracts a lot of people and it works really well for us, which is why we've enhanced it out to the rest of the fleet.
And I think that's more about it, like in terms of, you know, trying to get people to understand how brilliant cruise is. The cruise lines are really good at what they do. They're really good at innovating, at sitting and doing the research and understanding and then delivering these products.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that's important that you say that, Paul, because some people before they cruise get nervous. You know, they're a bit overwhelmed, this big ship with 4,000 people and we're going to go to somewhere different every day, and what about getting on and getting off and how does a tender work and blah blah blah. Guys, it's not our first rodeo. We do this every week. Every single week. So if it's your first cruise or you're traveling by yourself or you're worried about any of those things, have faith in the staff on board. They point you in the right direction. There's plenty of them around. You will never be stuck. You will never feel overwhelmed.
No.
And after a couple of hours on board, you'll really be like, yeah, actually, this is good.
And I think that point about the staff is really important, because you never meet staff on a cruise ship that you would meet on a land-based holiday.
100%.
Like, you know, if you're in a land-based holiday in a hotel, okay, your room gets cleaned once, if even now, once a day. And you may or may not get to talk to that person, but you get to engage with the staff on the ship.
Yeah.
And then they become really helpful and they're always looking out for you.
Can't do it.
Because
enough for
it's
you.
Their Amazing. Home, it's your home for that holiday. And, you know, from a point of differentiation, I think that's another really important piece around how just service oriented the staff are on a cruise ship compared to another holiday.
I'll give you a good example of that. I already mentioned my wife and I were on that itinerary last year. We went into the theatre. Now, when you go into the theatre 15, 20 minutes before the show, there's waiters going up and down the stairs who will take your drinks order and bring your drink to your seat for you. One of the waiters on duty that night was also at the pool bar that afternoon. Now, there's 1,000 people at that pool bar. Mm. So we walked into the theatre, recognised the waiter, gave them a wee wave, they said hello, we went down to get our seat, and we turned around and he was down with a drink for me and a drink for Jenny, without us even asking.
Having to ask.
Because he remembered what we were drinking at the pool that afternoon. Now, if that's not service,
incredible. That's amazing.
You would never get that in any land-based holiday in the world.
No.
And that's the type of service that you get on board our ships.
Yeah. I think that is a brilliant wrap-up. I think that has been really, really good in terms of us getting a feel for Norwegian and for everybody getting a feel now for the different brands and what they stand for and what they have and what they can bring to the market. So really good. Yeah. Really, really good. Over to the boss now to sign off.
I don't know about that, but I'll sign off. Aaron, thank you. That was honestly so informative.
You're welcome. And thanks again for having me, guys. It was amazing just being able to sit and casually chat about our product and hopefully we brought it to life for your listeners
a little bit.
Absolutely. And we're so passionate. I think all of us, Aaron, work about cruise. Everybody Click and Go is the same. Once you go on one, you're going to go on more. And hopefully we can send plenty of people in the way of Norwegian Cruise Line as well. If you'd like to
Once you go on one, you catch what I call the cruise bug.
Yes.
Just make sure, you know, we talked about all these variations of COVID, remember back in the day?
Yes.
There's variations of cruise bug, and the best variation to catch is the Norwegian one.
Well said. Well said.
I love that. If you'd like to stay up to date with all of our wonderful cruise news, offer, inspiration, all that lovely stuff, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And of course, you can find all the best deals on clickandgo.com or speak to our wonderful team 7 days a week.
Absolutely. Always here for you.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.